The Youth Sports Alliance took on the Get Out and Play program 10 years ago, helping working parents with childcare when students get out of school early and providing students with the opportunity to try new sports. Youth Sports Alliance Executive Director Emily Fisher says as soon as the bell rings, volunteers help kids suit up, and then it's off to the mountain.
Basically, every Friday, all the students in Park City get out at 12:30, and we run programs on those early release days. Our programs run for the full school year, but right now, today, we start all of our ski programs, and so there's nearly 600 students that will be participating in those ski programs, and we have alpine skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, ski jumping, a whole variety of things for kids to try in just bite-sized, affordable ways.
Shanti, a fifth grader, has been participating in Get Out and Play since first grade. She learned to ski through the program and has met students she wouldn't have otherwise.
The thing I like the best is that Get Out and Play gives you a really great opportunity so that you can learn and you can make new friends.
Winter sports can be a bit cost prohibitive, especially when trying to keep up with growing kids' gear needs. The Youth Sports Alliance partners with a variety of community organizations to provide lessons, gear, and transportation for Get Out and Play, including Deer Valley Resort, Rossignol, and the Solomon Fund. Youth Sports Alliance Development Director Jana Dalton says this season, a community partner has provided an extra avenue for funding the program.
Vail Epic Promise has generously given us 500 lift tickets to sell in the community at a discounted rate of $135 each. So that's less than the ticket window. The great thing about this is that 100% of the proceeds go directly back to Youth Sports Alliance so that they can help students like Shanti get out on the mountain.
For more information about discounted lift tickets and program registration, visit ysaparkcity.org. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.